Recently, the public was given a tour of the Forge. That's a technology center in downtown Jefferson, Iowa, that's a partnership between the city, the county, the state, Silicon Valley tech companies, Pillar Technology, Iowa Central Community College, and the Des Moines Area Community College. It's a space that's going to provide training and jobs for the tech industry, training that will then allow people to work for major corporations across the United States, but stay in rural America. We were there for the event and started our conversation with Craig Berry, the mayor of Jefferson. Welcome back to the Business News Hour. I'm with Craig Berry. Craig is the mayor of the city of Jefferson. This is not the first time that he's been with the Business News Hour. He and I ran into each other courtesy of John Bruno with All Ability Cycles at a Rotary meeting some time ago in Jefferson. Mr. Mayor, this adventure here at the Forge in downtown Jefferson is really quite remarkable. What was the city's angle with all of this?
The city, we do have fiber optics with our connection to the world. And the city's part was we tiff some money to get it into action and get it going. And we partnered a little bit with the owner of the building using the city crews and equipment to get it cleaned up to get it started.
You know, this is an amazing adventure. And this is what I know Congressman Ro Khanna has been talking about. A rural revitalization when it comes to technology. You mentioned the fact that Jefferson is wired for fiber. That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yes, every business and every house does have fiber in it.
And that was done by a privately owned telecom.
Yes, it's a privately owned company, and they had the foresight to see what the possibilities were for Jefferson and especially for this business here.
Now, as I understand it, this business, the Forge here in Jefferson, is going to be employing some people. This is in conjunction with Iowa Central Community College as well as DMAC. But people are going to be employed out of here, and the salary level sounds like it's going to be pretty good in a place like Jefferson.
Well, with them coming in here, they're going to start at the middle school and start and have high school. And with there's a new high school being built along with a career academy that is a partnership with the county. And we've also got a partnership with DMAC and Iowa Central. So it's a big partnership. And I think it's the first time in Iowa that both community colleges have gotten together.
What does this mean for a place like Jefferson, Iowa?
It's great. I mean, every community wants it. We've been getting a lot of inquiries of why, and it's not just from communities in Iowa. It's communities all across the United States. Is how can we do the same thing?
And that, I think, is the real secret to this, because this can be replicated in just about any small community across the United States and then be an economic boost not only to that community, but also the people that these folks are going to be working for.
Yes. In fact, I was talking to the head of Accenture, and he said that they are talking to a community in Michigan right now and a community in Ohio.
Because this, as the mayor said, is an opportunity for learning through the efforts of Iowa Central Community College and the Des Moines Area Community College, one of the college scholarship recipients was on hand for the grand opening of the Forge. Her name is Sephora Khan, who's from the tiny town of Glidden, Iowa. I asked her what all of this meant to her as she looks forward to her time at the Forge.
It means a lot to me because I've always wanted to learn about computers, and getting the opportunity to be able to program stuff and learn about computers is just amazing, and it means a lot to me.
And the scholarship itself, what does that entail?
It's just I'm able to not be in debt and have the best opportunity possible, so it's just awesome to be able to learn without worrying about debt, and when I graduate, I won't have any debt.
Glidden is not too very far away from here, but this is an amazing thing for rural America, don't you think?
Yes, I do. I definitely agree that people from very small towns are able to get this education that a lot of people don't get a chance to, and you're not in debt, which is like the best thing.
What do you think about the facilities here at the Forge?
I think it's amazing. You get to work with really wonderful people and develop new programs, and you have the best opportunity possible.
Finally, I had the opportunity to reconnect with California Congressman Ro Khanna, who represents Silicon Valley. And it was he who's been pushing this idea to not only stakeholders in Iowa, but across the United States as a way to revitalize rural America. Here's our conversation.
You are the guy that comes from Silicon Valley in a very successful place where all technology is real, and you're traveling throughout rural Iowa and other rural states talking about how rural America can marry up with technology. You last were with us in December when this place that we're standing in was a complete mess. It was cold. But now they've got this thing going on. What is your part in all this, Ro?
Well, it's been unbelievable to see the progress. I have just been honored to be a partner to help facilitate the connections to tech companies who are investing in the scholarships for this program, in the training for this program. So we have Facebook today that's going to announce a major scholarship for kids who are going to get technology training. We've had Microsoft CTO fund scholarships. We've had a leading cryptocurrency company, Ripple, fund a technology lab here. We had the Tech Institute come out to do 3 days of training with all the Jefferson teachers on what is the best 21st century curriculum for innovation. So Silicon Valley sees this as an opportunity. The housing costs here are much lower. There's great talent. People like to work and they like to show up on time. And they're nice. So it's a great workforce. It's a great asset. It makes common sense to invest in this when all of these companies are hungry for new talent.
And one of the things that may be a bit of an issue is the low unemployment rate that we're experiencing not only across the United States, but here in Iowa as well. So where do the people come from?
Well, the unemployment rate is low, but people still are looking for good-paying jobs. A lot of our jobs have been contractor jobs or part-time work, or work that doesn't pay $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 with benefits. What we're looking for is creating work that's going to pay to help you get into the middle class, that's going to be a career, that's going to excite young folks. And I think there are going to be a lot of people who are going to take advantage of this technology.
Outside of Jefferson, you've traveled to Michigan and several other states.
Yes.
Is that in a hope to replicate something like this there?
Well, my work started actually in Paintsville, Kentucky, where we had Apple computers software being taught to coal miners' kids, and then someone read about it here in Iowa and I came here. But Jefferson is the most comprehensive model for what it will take to get tech to rural. And as I now travel, I've been to Beckley, West Virginia, to Akron, Ohio, to Youngstown, to Flint, Michigan, many of these places, I am going to be talking every time, look what they did in Jefferson, we can do it here too. That's why if there's anything I accomplish in politics, I've got to make sure that this succeeds. Because if we can make this succeed, it'll make it a lot more believable everywhere else.
All of those places that you just mentioned have got their own issues.
Yes.
Relative to poverty, relative to joblessness, sometimes relative to hopelessness. And is this an opportunity? Can we really teach code to former coal miners or to former individuals who are working in a factory in a plant in Flint?
We certainly can to their kids. We certainly can to the next generation. I think it would be too flip to say that we're going to turn coal miners into software workers. I think we need to look at other industries also that will emerge. But here's what happens. If you have an innovation economy, those folks are going to spend money. They're going to spend money at restaurants. They're going to spend money on masseuses. They're going to spend money to get their hair cut. That is going to mean a lot more jobs in general for these communities that are downtrodden.
Well, one of the things here in Jefferson, Iowa, that we are so committed to and so excited about is that the wages that are going to be paid to these individuals who work here, that's a pretty good wage in Jefferson, Iowa, that, by the way, is already wired for fiber.
It's amazing. Jefferson has some of the best high-speed internet in the country. I mean, there are some dead spots in the Bay Area compared to here. So I've been very impressed. But the wage is a great wage. It's going to allow people access to the middle class. And, Mike, isn't that the whole issue? There are people in this country, communities in this country, that feel the American dream is slipping away. We've got to say that's not the case. The future is going to be brighter for your kids. More choice, more opportunity, more wages, more possibility than ever before. That's, to me, what the Forge represents. It's a stake in America's future.
Congressman, thanks so much for spending some time.
Thank you very much.
Once again, that was Congressman Ro Khanna, who represents the 17th Congressional District. You would know it as Silicon Valley. It's an exciting adventure for not only the community of Jefferson and the students there, but also all of this offers promise to so many Americans who perhaps will see a brighter future in their own town. Stay with us. Coming up next, it's Laura Kennard with business events in the greater Des Moines Metro.